Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, I feel like this is the Oscars. I was on Newsmax, a little backstory, great producing Jim Kelly Henry here. I was on Newsmax, it was a good one on Kimmel, but it goes right down to the wire, and we had a last second chance to interview Dr. Mark Siegel on all the breaking news with RFK Jr., chronic illness, the vaccines, and even autism. And Dr. Siegel told me that he had inside information from the Trump administration he couldn't reveal on the autism thing. So we're already trying to get him back on for next week on that. We're going to replay that, Henry, I guess, at 1:30. We'll see how it goes. Maybe 1 o'clock. So it's taped, but it's gold. And the Oscar comment is, I'm waiting here. We've been diligently trying to get this vote on a resolution praising, essentially, Charlie Kirk as a patriotic American and his brand involving, you know, change of ideas, free speech. 58 Democrats voted against that. And you know me. You know me over the years. You know exactly where I'm going. I'm looking to say if the blonde gang voted against it. By the way, Mikey Sherrill's also blonde. I'm putting her in on the team here today. Did they vote against this resolution honoring Charlie Kirk? The leadership of the Democrat Party voted for it. They know the consequence here of voting that way. Here's the kicker, too. And I'm going to name names as soon as we have this here in a minute. 4 Republicans voted against this, 22 Democrats, in addition to the 58 that voted against it, voted present or didn't vote, did not vote. I'm betting, Henry's getting it now, we're getting it now, that Mikey Sherrill is one of those people that probably try to vote present. Let's see how America, didn't we learn this week that America is tired of this? And we see Charlie Kirk, the conservative movement, and a lot of people in the mainstream of conservatism. I'm going to call him Republican, mainstream of conservatives. And when we have a resolution like this in depth for someone, unless there is an argument you're going to hear from them of something that it denounces political violence, it talks about the patriotism of Kirk, and it talks about his mission. Now, if you can't vote for that, and particularly looking at the political consequences of this, well, it tells you Democrats have not gotten the memo. They still have not understood. Thank you, Henry. This is rush right in here, too. So we had 215 Republicans voted yay on this resolution, essentially honoring the life and legacy of Charlie James Kirk. Okay? No Republicans voted nay, but 4 Republicans chose to be weasels and not vote. Now, do I think Brian Fitzpatrick would do that? I don't think so. Would Thomas Massie do that? Yeah, possibly. Okay. Democrats, 95 voted yes, 58 voted no, 38 voted present, and 22 did not vote. So out of the Democrats, Henry, that's 153 and 38. That's 191 and 22. That's, wow. This is a staggering percentage here. 58, 38, 22. So 118 of them, in one way or another, could not support this. Wow. That is an amazing number. But who are these four weasel Republicans? All right, I'm going to the envelope here, and it's a long type of thing. You didn't have a chance to see anything pop toward you, Henry?
Not necessarily.
Other than we need a new printer here.
Yeah, we do need a new printer. No, I mean, the not voting didn't surprise me at all, at least the names I knew, like a Donald Norcross, a Nancy Pelosi, a Eric Swalwell.
All right,
those didn't shock me. I mean, yeah. I thought it was pretty standard. You know, everyone seems to be where they're supposed to be.
I have the 58 no's. Yeah, Crockett. There we go. All right. Frost, the guy from Florida. These are safe. Jayapal, of course. Yeah.
Al Green.
Yeah.
Ocasio-Cortez.
Mifumi. Ocasio-Cortez. Omar. Presley, the whole squad here.
Tlaib
tried to vote several times. they're the names that I recognize. Now, this page is the page that is the not voting, one form or another. I guess they put them all
there. So the way it goes, it's the yays, the nays, the answered present, and the not voting.
Oh, okay. Here we go. The present. Do I see any name in here that is local? Evans, Pennsylvania. Dwight Evans. Nice job, Dwight. How do you still have a job? You can't do this job, and you probably never could. Dwight Evans. Let's see. I guess he wanted it on his record. He stood up here.
There's a name on there you're going to get to that...
Oh, okay. You people out in the suburbs, I see exactly who you're talking about. This member of the squad, no, it was not the Dean of Decency. I haven't come to her yet. Mary Gay Scanlon. Just think about it. She represents Delaware County, Chester County. What kind of miserable... Well, she voted her conscience. No, you didn't. Hey, Mary Gay, one way or the other here. It's a simple resolution, okay? You can't say present. What is present? Present should be taken out. You're not present. That doesn't count. You're not in romper room here. Do you vote for this resolution or do you not vote for this resolution? She voted, I'm present. People in the suburbs, you've seen what's going on this last week around Charlie Kirk. Do you think that's an appropriate vote? Be a woman. Stand up and say, no, I think this guy was a scumbag. I can't vote for that. Okay. What does voting present mean? And the last page, these are the people that just did not vote. They didn't even vote present. Let's see. Swalwell. Pelosi. Ah, here's another guy. Hey, big guy, come on the show. You know, you bothered me at a Travis Manion event. Donald Norcross chose not to vote. I wonder what he was busy doing during this. He did not vote. So what does it tell us? That even some of the people that you would expect are pretty radical or in relatively safe districts, they voted to say this was a patriotic American. But Mary Gay Scanlon could not. You remember her, right? Miss Never Met a Criminal You Didn't Like until she was carjacked. You remember that? Then the world was turned upside down. The Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, they're all looking for her vehicle. Remember that? Even the Dean of Decency voted yes on this, Henry, if I'm correct, right? Madeline Dean.
Madeline Dean voted yes.
Yeah, Madeline Dean voted yes. The Houlihan, I think, voted, yeah, Houlihan voted yes also. And Brian Fitzpatrick, I believe, voted, this is cut off. I believe he voted yes.
He did, yes.
Okay. So why is this such a big deal? Well, this is a big deal to the American people. And we're being lectured to by the Democrats about turning down the tone, the volume, and all. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And what happens here? On a symbolic vote, to give due, even if you differ with Kirk, okay? Give him his due as a patriotic American who broke through with young people and a good guy when it comes to his own personal, by all accounts. And you still can't vote for that. And you think you're going to do what Guy Shiraki comes on, we talk about all the time, that tone with these women in the suburbs who are our representatives. And always lecturing us about that and about Trump. And even in depth, even in this, you can't do it. On top of which, you're a coward. You voted present. I'm taking that as a no. You can't sanction this. So you choose to vote present. Why do we have present as a vote? Or not voting. They both, you should, you know, maybe you ought to not be able to vote for a few days after that. You ought to be made to vote one way or the other. What are you there for? What else is Mary Gay Scanlon doing other than taking up space? At least she could be voting. All right, 855-839-1210. We are loaded up today. And as I said, Jeff Van Drew will be here a little bit later. I'll ask him about this whole Charlie Kirk thing, this vote today. We're also going to talk with Pastor Kenneth Willem, a junior from Memphis. He's a lifelong Democrat. He's all over the place as a guest now because he is welcoming the National Guard coming into the most dangerous city in America, and that is apparently Memphis. But this resolution just sticks in my craw here. Do they really believe politically, if not in decency? This guy was so out there, you couldn't vote for him. My God. You think the constituents might want to ask Mary Gay Scanlon for an explanation? What is it specifically that was so egregious with him? You couldn't vote to call him a patriotic American. All right, I've got a lot to say, too, about the FCC, Kimmel, and where we are now. Apparently, he met with ABC and is refusing to apologize or do anything else. So I think this suspension ultimately is going to be, he's not going to be there. We'll get into that. Let me give you the side question today, too. And Henry put a good spin on this one. In the last couple of days, we had the arguably one of the two or three most successful spinoff shows ever debuted in 1993, Frasier. And it propelled Kelsey Grammer to tremendous heights. So we're looking for that all-time spinoff, but it doesn't have to be just a show. It can be a product. It can be a person, like the child of a relatively famous person becomes enormously famous or does something. The one I'm going to take off, and I just happened to see this in research, and then it occurred to me, wow. The Simpsons, arguably, is a spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
It came from the Tracy Ullman show, which was a quirky show that I loved. Gary Shandling show, too. And the Tracy Ullman thing here gave us The Simpsons. If I were not doing research, I would have said the Jeffersons was certainly one that I think of pretty quickly. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, Dom. So, I think one spinoff I have to take off the board. It's just low-hanging fruit. Around 1982, I think the consumer was asking for a tasty beverage that you know, wasn't so high in calories and sugar. So the Coca-Cola company decided, hey, let's make a diet version of this.
There
you go. Diet Coke was born. And one could argue Diet Coke has become bigger than Coca-Cola, the original recipe.
Yeah,
would you say so?
Yeah.
I mean,
people kidding themselves. I'm not drinking soda.
Yeah,
exactly.
Drinking soda, I'll just crush 12 pack of Diet Coke.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah,
and then if we want to take off spinoffs of people, I'm going to take off actress Taylor Dearden.
Okay,
she is one of the doctors on the Emmy-winning show, The Pitt. Her parents are none other than Robin Dearden and famed actress Bryan Cranston. Spinoff of both of those people.
Yeah, absolutely. So it doesn't have to be better, but that is a spinoff.
I'd argue she's better. I don't know. Well, maybe not better than Cranston. But
she's not better than Bryan Cranston.
Maybe her mother.
Yeah, okay. I'll live with that. But Bryan Cranston, yeah. I think, is what, you know, even though his politics are, I think he's one of three or four best actors out there now.
Wow.
He's got a lot of range.
Are you going to watch the new Malcolm in the Middle reboot?
That's what I mean. Malcolm in the Middle to Breaking Bad. That's pretty big. Name somebody who has range like that, man. Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210 and you get in. You got the side. We'll get Andrew's here when he settles in. And we also, this vote, this resolution, simple resolution going forward. Mary Gay Scanlon, are we sure that Cheryl, I'm looking to see if I can get at the S's here. Yeah, Mikey Cheryl voted that Charlie Kirk is a patriotic American. That's a good sign for this governor's race, Henry. It tells me she is saying this is going to be close.
She's aware.
Yeah, otherwise she would have said, I am a military veteran and all that. I'm standing on that. This guy sucked, essentially. All right, did Democrats not get the memo here? Or are they following their base? They're standing up against what? They're standing up against Trump here by voting this way on this for Kirk? Coming up, too, let's pump the brakes on the FCC and revenge here. All right? Not saying that's what resulted in Kimmel. But I would like to see whatever has to be settled here. I don't like these federal agencies, by and large, the power they may have here. So I wouldn't revel in the FCC guy out there. I'd stick to the real fact here. I believe it's the affiliates and the American people who've had it with Kimmel. Now, I was on Newsmax. I don't know if they post that right away. We got into it, even though it was only you were there 4.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, well, a lot of people lie on TV. Oh, the opponent. Democrat strategist. I didn't have my hat on. It said Dom Giordano Show strategist. That's all. But, there was a little fisticuffs after that. All right, 855. Oh, we got some compelling YouTube footage of this guy who is a young activist in South Philly being blocked. And, Henry, you put that together. Did you see the guy, the black guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
Do you hear what the cop called him? Asa?
I didn't catch that.
Yeah. He's a guy that we're friendly, but we have jousted right in the middle of Market Street when he was blocking traffic. Yeah.
Yeah, because he was threatening and the officer was like, calm down.
Right. Yeah, right. And they formed a human shield not to let a conservative activist into what they called a sacred place. Excuse me. If Larry Krasner is sitting in there honored, how is that a sacred place? It's impossible. It just can't be a sacred place. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. So Stephen Colbert last night, talking about spinoffs, channeling Cory Booker, channeling Spartacus, said we are all Jimmy Kimmel now. These self-important fools. Here is Colbert's opener last night that is historic, they're saying today, taking on tyranny, cut 11.
Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. But tonight, we are all Jimmy Kimmel. I still have a show, though, right? Okay, good. Yesterday, after threats from Trump's FCC chair, ABC yanked Kimmel off the air indefinitely. That is blatant censorship. And it always starts small. You know, remember like in week one of his presidency, Gulf of America. Call it Gulf of America. Sure, seems harmless, but with an autocrat, you cannot give an inch.
What the heck?
If ABC thinks.
Wait a minute, Henry, stop that. So maybe Stephen Colbert will go after Mike Testa, who wants to change it to Delaware Bay or the Bay of New Jersey, Delaware Bay.
100%.
He's an autocrat. Come on, Mike, give us a call. You're an oyster autocrat. You're worse than Trump. You're into oysters, too. All right, we continue.
If ABC thinks that this is going to satisfy the regime, they are woefully naive. And clearly, they've never...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Read the children's book, If You Give a Mouse a Kimmel. and to Jimmy, just let me say, I stand with you and your staff 100%.
Oh,
and
boy.
Also, you couldn't let me enjoy this for like 1 week. Just come on.
All right. So self-importance again. We're all Jimmy Kimmel. Cory Booker will be coming on saying the same thing. I am Spartacus. And the idea that changing the Gulf of Mexico from the Gulf of America, that is an autocrat's first move. All right, here is, this is a big-time blogger, I guess podcaster mainly. Mike Benz, his name is. He's on Breitbart. And apparently, people have done a pretty good breakdown. Who are the people saying mean, vicious, horrific things, celebrating? What demo are they in? In other words, what professions? He mentions two, and at the end, he mentions another. Here's a talk about who are the people that are most on social media, particularly Twitter, that are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk.
Billions of dollars in grant money was cut from Harvard University, as you and I talked about earlier this summer.
Yeah.
And the same process has been playing out at dozens of major universities. I think that has to continue at a threefold pace. And I think that, frankly, to the extent that there is a federal government funding mechanism of colleges and universities, that it has to condition that money appropriately. This is taxpayer money that's paying for it. It can't go to institutions that host professors who endorse political violence. We've seen complete disproportionate. I think there's a grid that's been put together by an account called Charlie's Murderers on X that has just compiled, I think it's up to 100,000 folks celebrating Charlie's death. And there was a demographic breakdown by profession. And the number one demographic celebrating Charlie's murder has been teachers. Teachers and professors, I think, followed by people in the public health profession. And that right there is a roadmap to the purse strings for funding. There should be no dollars to any university who hosts any professor who endorses political assassination.
I just want to emphasize that point. That is so profound that the biggest group are teachers, the people who are educating the next generation. They are the biggest group of people who celebrated the public, and you noted the public nature of it, which I'm going to get there in a second, because in our hyper online age, he wasn't just murdered, he was publicly slaughtered on 4K video for everyone to watch. And I think that's another big culture shift, but that is very profound, that about the teachers and professors being the most likely group to celebrate.
And public health after that. All right. Now, you know, this is rough science and a stab at this. You probably have seen it, too. When Pressler's on, the people he's posting and talking about. Yeah, that's what we're seeing. Teachers, professors, doctors, nurses, Indian chiefs, public health. All right. Got a great guest, much in demand. We're thrilled to have Pastor Kenneth Willem coming up. Kenneth Willem, Jr. from Memphis, where the ball is about ready to be focused. Memphis, by many metrics, is probably the most dangerous city in America right now. And he's a lifelong Democrat, but supportive, as I understand it, of the National Guard being brought in to reset that. And we're going to see quite a laboratory here. I think it is 6 times the national average in a lot of the most negative things possible. He's next, and your calls at 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. In addition to everything else that's happening, we're looking toward Chicago, but first Memphis for the next movement of the National Guard. And the governor is all on board with this. I think he's 7 years out of 8. I'm not sure if he's term limit, Governor Lee. And there are people in Memphis, like our guest, Pastor Willem Jr., Kenneth Willem Jr., who is a lifelong Democrat, a pastor, of course, there, and welcoming publicly, I think he's out across the nation, the National Guard coming to Memphis. Let's talk with the pastor on Talk Radio 1210. Pastor, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Philly is my stomping ground. That's where I got my law degree at the university at Temple.
Ah, law degree, too. Right. Where did you get your divinity degree?
Memphis Theological Seminary here in Memphis.
Okay.
As you said, I'm Memphis born, Memphis bred, and when I die, I'll be Memphis dead.
So what's the theory? You're on the ground there. Why is this happening in Memphis? I've only been there once, but I remember that police incident a few years ago. I've seen a lot of footage in recent weeks of kind of Wild West shooting in various areas. What's happening in Memphis?
I think you just capsulized what's happening. To give you a little context, I've been calling on the National Guard since 2023 when we had a mass shooting on Beale Street where 8 young people were shot. And I, at that point, called for the National Guard because my concern now and then was the safety of our streets for our children. At the time, I wasn't received well. I went to both mayors, Shelby County Mayor and City of Memphis Mayor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At the time, and neither of them thought that it was time. But fast forward 2 years, it's obvious that we have to do something.
Again, what is it? Do you have enough police officers? That's the first thing that we often see in a city like Washington. They're down quite a bit. How about in Memphis?
Memphis is 500 officers down, and we have been 500 officers down for a while now. And to compound that, just yesterday, the Tennessee Supreme Court refused to review a case where several officers had been promoted in a move to try to increase morale and bring in recruits. But the Tennessee Supreme Court has refused to review it. So now we're going to have to publicly demote several officers.
Wow.
That kind of compounds the problem. But in answer to your question, yes, the police force is about 500 officers down, which is one of the reasons I was so happy to see the memorandum that the president issued, which, in his words, is intended to assist law enforcement in Memphis.
Why? I ask this question gently, you know, because people grow up into this and there's obvious you made a choice to be a Democrat, something about the party. Why remain in that when the Democrat Party in large measure opposes this, despite a pastor, and Philadelphia has been pretty bad also. Many big cities in which it's astounding the level of violence. Why stick with the Democrat Party?
Yeah, I guess my independent mind was fostered in my upbringing in church with my family. And I am a Democrat, yes, but I am more a Dem-Memphian in that I love my city more than I love my party. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the extremes of either ideology are not where most people live. So that even as I am a Democrat, I really am one of the lone voices in Memphis who have for years now spoken publicly about this kind of thing. So I guess the only answer to the question of why I remain a Democrat is because I think I can make a difference where I am. And I think that it's instances like this that I think bring a positive light on my independent thinking.
How about the prosecutor, the DA? How would you characterize the DA? In Philadelphia, we have one of the most progressive in the world, not just in the country. How about where you are? How's the DA?
He is known as a progressive. He is also, he's a very sweet guy, nice guy. He won that race after having run for several other positions. That is not it's not unusual. And he's also a professor at the University of Memphis Law School. And so he is who he is. I think that in spite of that or because of that, we as citizens of Memphis have to just keep plowing forward on the things that we believe and hope that he and others will implement the will of the people. I don't know how long it's going to take. I do know that this is the watershed moment for Memphis, and it is unprecedented. I spent yesterday morning reading the memorandum, and I don't think that the people who publicly oppose the National Guard have read the memorandum. This is something that it's unprecedented. It's something that could help Memphis become the safest city in the United States. Can you imagine 13 federal agencies being at the disposal of law enforcement in Memphis? It's just wonderful, man.
Yeah. What do you make then? You're going to be, I'm sure, under fire because you're out there so publicly. That's how we know about you talking about this. How about your congregation? Would you say they're supportive, or do they feel that this is what? This is dictatorial. Trump's Hitler. The tanks are going to be rolling down Beale Street.
There may be some who think that, but our congregation is unique in the sense that we've been through a lot publicly. I have always been a firebrand, and people who are motivated by truth tend to gravitate to that kind of preaching and teaching. One of the things that I believe and teach is that if you're going to worship God, you're going to have to open your mind and shut up sometimes and hear from him. And so, that's the kind of people who tend to gravitate toward my teaching.
So your understanding, you read the memorandum, you are very knowledgeable about what's going to happen. What is it that the National Guard, when you look at this, will do? Is it just that there will be more presence or a force multiplier? That's what I think they're doing in Washington. That's what the idea of freeing up the police to actually police more rather than just running from one thing after another.
That's exactly what it is. And you must have heard from our governor, his exact words in reference to the deployment was that he would hope that the National Guard would be a force multiplier. Not only that, but there are other government agencies that will be at our disposal. In the memorandum, it says not only the 13 national federal agencies, but also inspectors general from the United States Postal Service and from the Department of Housing and Urban Development and from other agencies with Department of Education, whose resources will be brought to bear on improving the quality of life in Memphis. And I would just hope that the opponents of the deployment would read the memorandum. Of course, reading is fundamental and not many people engage in it, but it just is what it is.
Well, I understand why we were told about you, because I think you get exactly how long do you think the proposal is? Do you have a sense to be in Memphis?
Well, according to the memorandum, again, and according to our governor and according to our mayor, Paul Young, who did not ask for the National Guard, but who is very, very excited about the assistance that we'll get from them, according to all of them, it's an indefinite deployment. And I don't think that's a negative thing, because the ultimate goal that the president states in the memorandum is that Memphis is to be one of the safest cities, as safe as possible in the United States. And so I don't think it's wise to put a time limit on it anyway.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor, we hope to check in with you when this happens. Thank you. And thanks for being around the country, giving us a sense of Memphis and what can happen here. And my sense is that they're doing it in Washington. They'll do it in Memphis also, that a couple months from now, we'll see an uptick of positivity.
I think so. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, Pastor, very much. All right. There's the front lines where we go next in Memphis. And again, the pastor has actually read the document, what they're going to be coming in, what they're going to be doing, versus just the usual stuff that you'll hear around it. All right. So I think we'll put him in, Henry, at 1 o'clock. I interviewed Mark Siegel today, and I want to play that for you. That'll be coming up because it was rushed. There was a lot of stuff going on here, but there's a lot of breaking stuff around RFK Jr. and vaccine. And also, he had a lot of knowledge, Mark Siegel from Dr. Siegel from Fox, about the autism stuff that's going to drop any day now. You want to hear that. And what does he think is behind these numbers? One out of 32 children born. He does not want ads to be on TV. We didn't joust. I mean, he gave his reasons. I gave my reasons why I think drug ads still should be on TV. Dr. Marty has said what they would do, though, is they're going to be much more diligent about the side effects and how prominent that is. Dr. Siegel seems to think they will ultimately try to get rid of drug ads on TV. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, I think we all realize perhaps that Colbert said the quiet part out loud when he said, we will not give an inch. I think that's the overall outlook for the Democrat Party. They preach unity. We have to have a discussion on unity, but they are not willing to give an inch. And we know that.
Well,
don't you think?
We've seen the vote today. I am shocked that on a simple resolution, politically, if nothing else, including Mary Gay Scanlon, Joe, right here in the Philadelphia suburbs, they couldn't vote to say Charlie Kirk was a patriotic American and that we shouldn't have political violence. That was the essence of the resolution.
Well, and we got to look towards the blue, red, and purple, too, at times, you know. I'm not sold on Fetterman. I think he sees the winds of change coming, and he's playing it very, very safe. I've seen it him progressively go that route, where he's probably trying to protect his own political future.
Well, so, look, let me say this on Fetterman. If he is, that's one of the things he should be doing. And I find it to be, though, I don't see the damage in saying he's saying the right things. He's doing our bidding here. I'm all on board with it.
Well, what I'm afraid of is down the road, Pennsylvania goes back to a little bit more blue, he turns into a monster. You know, it's that thing. What's really going on in your inner fabric as opposed to what you're voting for? I'm in this for the long haul, not for every 4 years. And I think you've got to really look at that dynamically or critically as the motive and intent.
Okay, but Joe, go ahead. Well, what do you have on the side today, Joe? What's your spinoff?
My side is for and we have some friends around. There's a couple of them. Susie Cool, we all talk about. The Cleveland Brown fans that agonize year after year, preseason after preseason. And my spinoff is no sooner had the Cleveland Browns evacuate Cleveland and go to Baltimore and become the Ravens won a Super Bowl.
Right. That is a good one. Thank you, Joe. Very good. All right. That's what we're looking for, spinoffs today. We'll get Andrew's a little bit coming up. And your calls at 855-839-1210. You heard the pastor. Memphis is next. This resolution today, though, is a big deal. It's an out. It's political. How in the world do you have someone in the Philadelphia suburbs, given what we've seen of the outpouring for Charlie Kirk, that cannot vote to say patriotic American and we all renounce political violence? That, in essence, was the resolution. Is anybody out there where she is? This is unparalleled. You're going to ask Mary Gay Scanlon, why couldn't you vote for that? And also ask her at the same time, why are you a coward? Why would we send you to Washington to vote present? I mean, I wonder if you're with me that you shouldn't be able to vote anything if you can't vote yes or no. Got to make a decision in this. Well, I don't fully agree with it. Yeah, we know that. There might be few things that you 100% fully agree with, but you got to make a decision. You got to take a vote on it. That's one of the major jobs. You're voting on, you're a legislator. Mikey Sherrill voted for it. Any number of the Democrat leadership voted for it. And yet, an astounding number voted against it or didn't vote. And Donald Norcross, I mean, where do these people come from? What the hell does Donald Norcross know about anything anyhow? And he can't vote for a guy assassinated in this manner, that he was a patriotic American and we should renounce violence. What is going on here? All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that spinoff show or product or something where there was football.
It was a success.
Yeah, and that it was a success also is what we're looking for. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk Dr. Benz for a moment. Let's talk about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Benz. Now, I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Benz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, Benz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. Now, I've been seeing Dr. Benz for 10 years, always happy with the great results on my dental health. And you'll get the same result for your oral health and that smile that you've always wanted. Just call and schedule that appointment now at 610-272-6949, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, BentzDentalGroup.com. Okay, new number here with Dom. Turning Point USA is over 62,000 new chapter requests. Remember the other day we told you 37,000? 62,000 requests. Wow. Just stunning how this has taken off. Yet Democrats didn't get that memo. Mary Gay! Mary Gay Scanlon. Well, it's not her. Something is wrong in the Philadelphia suburb. Something is wrong. Something's wrong with the Republican Party in Delaware County. I don't even think they'll bring this vote up. Memo to them. Bring the vote up. What is it she objects to, representing suburban Philadelphia, that she could not vote, and she's a coward, she couldn't vote yes or no, on the proposition, this man assassinated in front of us, young dad, is a patriotic American, and we shouldn't be using political violence. What is it the big-time lawyer, I doubt that, Mary Gay Scanlon, and genius Donald Norcross, why could they not vote for this? Are they going to be, do people pay attention to anything here? Is that why they could get away with it? Because they're afraid if they vote it to say that, that despicable groups like Indivisible and these others would never let them alone. And they're counting on the local media to either be so incompetent, lazy, or sycophantic that they don't have to answer for votes like this. This was a simple up and down thing. So how is it that the entire leadership of the Democrat Party voted for this? It's people like Scanlon and Norcross here locally and, you know, the usual AOC, Crockett, and others could not bring themselves to vote for this. I'm not even saying on the up and down right of this. I'm even talking just politically. So Mary Kay Scanlon is right. And my big thing I've said for the last 10 years, we have just a turnaround in the suburbs of Philadelphia that is incredible. It has gone from relatively moderate, all that type of stuff, to something that is much worse. This vote is just an example. You know, nobody cares what Norcross does. It's the machine over there. I wonder if I ask the average Democrat, some of those commissioners and all. Lou Capelli, what do you think of that vote? You can call over for it. You can call in and tell me, why could you not vote for this? How could anybody? Well, he didn't vote. He didn't vote against it. That's even worse. All right, coming up, we'll take your calls. And Mark Siegel, Dr. Mark Siegel, was on with me today. And, Henry was with Newsmax, and we're going back and forth with this. They changed the time, but we got him. And he said a lot of interesting things about RFK Jr. You should know there are going to be big rallies. They don't have it up on their website if they're coming to Philadelphia, of the MAHA, Make America Healthy Again group, happening on September 27th. That's the only detail I have. I think they're afraid that the Democrats really going after RFK Jr. and Trump might weaken on it. I don't think he will. And you'll hear Dr. Siegel be even more supportive than I thought. We'll play that coming straight ahead. Hey, first, though, let me tell you that for quite a while, I have recommended our friends over at N3 Oceanic. And living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall health and wellness. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your card, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember to use that code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, just use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com. Do it today.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.